And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
It up. Here I am, Lady Diva, here on air. Phone lines are open. Welcome, everyone. I have a book author. Her book is called Broken and Poured Out. Author Tania James is on my platform today. Welcome, Ms. James. Are you with me?
I am. How are you today?
All right. All right. So, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Douglasville, Georgia.
All right, Georgia fans, get in with me here on air. Now, tell us when and what sparked your writing abilities. Was there an inspiration or whom inspired you?
I basically started writing when I was young. I used to write poetry, and in middle school, my teacher just kind of kept encouraging me to continue to write because I was a very good storyteller. And also my mom that raised me, she would always buy me notepads and pens and pencils and stuff and try to encourage me to write.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. So how did you come up with the title of this book? And just briefly tell us all, what is the book about?
I came up with the title Broken and Poured Out because it reminds me of, just like on the book, there's a vase, and after you fill up with so much information, sometimes you get broken, it gets too heavy, and mm-hmm. So that's where the Broken and Poured Out came from.
Okay, so can you give us a brief introduction about the book?
Basically, just someone that grew up without a father's love and
okay. The
cause and effect of things of not knowing what true love was.
Right. I like to hear that. I like that. How do you feel about the younger generation? How is set up nowadays with our nation is set up with a lot of single mothers. Divorce rates are skyrocketing. How do you feel how the younger generation is coming out, raising women, raising children singly? without the
My
father.
Heart hurts for, my heart really hurts for the younger generation because of, like you said, the, you know, divorce rate and things of that nature going up. And this day and age, though, what we don't pay attention to the fact that there are a lot of single fathers also now.
Yes.
And so
yes.
It's kind of hard for both mother and father. But more so this generation, there's a lot of mothers walking away quicker than fathers are, actually.
Yes.
And so my heart hurts for them because of me dealing with that growing up.
Yes.
So it causes my heart to really hurt for this generation because we don't do things like we did when I was growing up. You know, you had a little bit more support. You had a little bit more discipline, you know, and this day and age, it's not the same.
That is so true. That is so true. As I grew up with my mother. She told me I didn't have a father, but at the age of 16, I sought out to go find my father, and I stayed with him and got to learn some things.
Right.
As the Bible mentions, you know, divorce is in his image. Children are to be raised with fathers and mothers.
Right.
Because they have to have a balance. As the Bible mentions, family. Families
right.
are not to divorce. And you see the repercussion and the outcome, and which we all should understand that. But most people don't understand it because they're more focused on their situation. Mother,
and we're dealing with
some,
a lot of lack of love.
Yes, a lot of mothers, like how I grew up, my mother was so angry with my father, she told me I didn't have a father. But in my mind, how can I have been produced without a father?
Right.
So I was angrily to go seek and find my own father. Just like today, these single mothers, even though they're divorced, they don't seek to help the child to recognize their father or having the father in the child's life. You don't hear much about fathers don't want to have anything to do with their children. Now, mostly days, this generation, a lot of fathers want to be involved in their child's life. Even the mother is not with the father. So I
right.
understand where you're coming from your experience. And I'm glad you've written a book like that for the Black families anyway. But I'm quite sure anybody
yes.
can read the book.
So, oh, yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Yes, yes. So what was your inspiration in this book? Or whom was your inspiration?
Basically, my inspiration really was to promote healing, first of all, for myself, situations
Hello?
And things that I, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Basically, the inspiration was to promote health, healing. Because of situations, we have a, especially our people, we have a issue with wanting to heal. We don't want to tell secrets. We don't want to, you know, don't tell this and don't tell that. And we think that it's something wrong with us if we seek out for help. And so to me, this book is basically giving help without making people feel embarrassed about what they've gone through or the things that they've had to deal with. Some things we bring on ourselves by being disobedient or not listening to the correct guidance, but then some things we don't have control over.
Yes, 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 yes. And thank you for that book. Do you have any book signing events coming up?
We are actually working on some things. I don't have an exact date at this time, but we are getting ready to do a launch party in the near future, and then we're going to set up book signings, and it will all be posted on my social media.
All right. I would like to play this track called My Life. And that is, this track is by JLM Preach. Why did you choose this track for this show, Tania?
Because he is also someone that has a very good testimony. And that song is basically about his life. And I just connected with it, with what I wrote and what he's saying on that song.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's, you know, saying, you know, we started from the bottom, you know, but we're still here. So it just tells his story, and, you know, it just goes with what I wrote.
Well, let's take a couple of minutes and give ourselves a break and listen to My Life.
Okay.
His hat. We know the rest, it was his home, but I was cool with my hand-me-downs. Some of my folks jumped fresh from Monday through Friday. Hey, I would hand-me-down best. I was a clown in the class, I broke plenty rules. Rollerblade through hallways while telling jokes in school. Teachers got tired of my mouth, tired of putting me out. So they wrote A's on my report card to pass me back. Cause we weren't having it. She wanted my all, I gave her my best. I planned around and passed the test, and I gave her that. They said I'm destined to be a thug, but if it wasn't for my mamas and Miss Williams showing love, I would have been there.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. A lot of people around me disappear, but they played a part of my life.
Impacted
my life.
Put their hands on
my
I didn't understand
life.
Wrong.
I'm glad they played a part of my life.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. A lot of people around me disappear, but they played a part of my life.
Impacted
my life.
Put their hands on
my
I didn't understand
life.
Wrong. Take a village to the raised child, and the raised child, it gon' take a village. I was hard headed, see, I wasn't listed in and out of jail, getting less visits. I was smoking weed, sitting in the car, turned up, huh. I started sitting, yeah. started sitting, shacking up. Guess what? I love the feeling, I'ma tell the truth, that's the same devil. That's what Miss Mills said before she passed, like an hourglass. If the spirit home, we better keep it fed. I guess I've been through a lot of life and been down a lot of bumpy roads. Some say it's the life of Leah, some say it's the life of Toes. I don't know. But I joined the men faith group. I was facing 25 in prison, I had to recoup. Being around the older generation, I listened and strive. I prayed about my situation, buckled down and thought why. Hey, God been for me, so I know that he's with me. Walking out a free man, only you can bear witness. I wanna thank everybody that played a part of my life. I had a praying big mama that planted a seed in my life.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. A lot of people around me disappear, but they played a part of my life.
Impacted
my life. I like that.
Yes,
ML, is that JML Preach? Is he in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. I'm digging that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, how long has this track been out?
I want to say about a year. He's actually trying to call you.
Yeah, I see him. JLM Preacher, are you in the house?
There he is. How you doing, young lady?
All right, all right. What's up with My Life? That track, I'm digging that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. It's just pretty much, well, first of all, I definitely want to pay homage to you for doing what you do. You know, definitely shining the light on those who are actually out here doing their God business, you know, whatever it
yeah.
is. So I definitely want to tip my hat to you. And I also want to tip my hat to Tanea. She's an awesome, wonderful friend, close friend of mine.
Yes.
Just push her along with this book. It's been a
yes.
challenge, but I could say it's been well worth it, you know. So
yes.
I definitely, you know, tell people to definitely support her and what she's doing, because it takes a strong individual to actually go through something and actually to stand firm amongst
yes.
those who's trying to come against her, and just
yeah.
anybody who's going through something, to actually
yeah.
be able to stand up and stand firm and put it out there, you know,
yeah.
that takes a strong individual. So I
yeah.
definitely, please pray people go out there and support her. And with My Life, I'm the same way. I've been through a lot. Man, it's I got testimony for days, but it's pretty much I have overcome a lot. And like I
okay.
said, it takes a strong believer in what you're doing, and you got to stand firm because the enemy is going to always come against you,
yeah.
and he don't want you to put that good news out there. So
yeah.
I started from the bottom. Now here, I'm still surviving. When people told me I shouldn't even made it past 18,
yeah,
and I'm 35. So thank
well,
you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, you know,
I would
that.
Like to ask you before people start poking at me about that track. Give some information on where they can purchase that single there, Okay. Go right ahead, Mr. Preach.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm actually in the process now of revise. You know how you work with people and you have, a understanding from the beginning, but as time go on, you kind of clash and bump heads. So, you know, God told me to take a step back. So, you know, I'm actually taking a step back right now. So I'm actually revising a lot. That's due to my social media. That's due to my webpage.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta listen and step back. You know, a lot of people try to rush. But if God's telling you, hey, you don't need to be here, you don't need to be in this setting, you have to step back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it hurt it. But at the same time, I'm being obedient. So with my music, you can actually go to YouTube and look up under JLM Preach. JLM stands for Just Let Me Preach. So you can type that in. Yeah, so type that in YouTube. And my videos, music, all of my project, which is called Spiritual Anger Management, you know, you could definitely find it that way.
Cool.
And then once I get everything in order within a couple of months with my new project, everything should be up and running. And I would definitely
Are you
going to
come on my platform?
That's what I'm saying. I was just saying it. I would love it.
Well, I'll be looking for you.
Most definitely. So, like I said, if they definitely want, you know, anybody out there listening, want to reach me, booking, whatever, you could definitely hit me up through an email, which is God, G-O-D, underscore, made, M-A-D-E, the numbers 29, at yahoo.com.
Well, thank you for that information, ML Preach. Now, let's get back to the book with Miss James.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, Miss James, do you have any other future projects coming up besides just this book right now?
I do. I am currently working on something new.
All right. So I guess you'll be posting that up online. Go ahead and give your social media information that you're on, please. Go right ahead. And where anybody can purchase the book. Go right ahead.
Okay, my social media, my name, Tanea James, is on Facebook. Also, I have a page, Broken and Poured Out, on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram. It's Broken and Poured Out, the number 19. Broken and Poured Out, the number 19 on Instagram. And then also I'm on Twitter as Broken and Poured. I also have an email, which is Broken and Poured Out, but it'll be spelled Broken, BrokenPouredOut, at yahoo.com. And that they can reach me at that email for any speaking events, anything like that. I'll definitely respond.
Are you on YouTube as well?
We are not on YouTube yet. We are actually recording just little bits and pieces of this whole process that I've gone through to create a YouTube page.
All right. Oh, wow. Wow. That is awesome. So what is your motivation, Tanea James, that keeps you going?
Well, my motivation basically is to try to reach out, especially to this younger generation. My children, most importantly, my grandson, because I have lived a life of self-doubt.
When
you doubt yourself, you know, the age that I am now, I thought I would have been gone a long time ago, and I'm still here. And so, therefore, I've got to know who I am first so that I can try to mentor and speak life into other people. Because I was not listening when other people were speaking life into me because I felt like I was worth nothing. And so I don't want people to go through life the way I did. Even though there were people trying to encourage me and talk to me because of everything I had gone through, I didn't want to hear it. And sometimes we get like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it takes people to kind of come at the situation different. We can't treat everybody the same. We can't respond to everybody the same because everybody does not respond the same way.
Right. Everybody has their own perspective. So how do you put up with people that email you or send you messages or they just want to talk to you to get clarification or to help themselves heal? How do you deal with that, or
mostly,
are you dealing with it?
Mostly anyone that reaches out to me, it might take me a second to get to them, but I do respond to everyone, whether it's through Facebook Messenger, whether it's through my email. I try to reach out to everyone.
Wow, you are one of God's chosen. I tell you that. He chose you to work through you to help persons that are suffering. How does that feel? Is it overwhelming or is it a blessing?
I would say it's a blessing as well as being overwhelming. The reason why it's a blessing, because I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in Jesus. And what he went through, who am I not to want to help? If he died for the whole world, and I believe that, then how can I not want to for just the few souls that I'm responsible for? And, yeah, it's overwhelming. You get frustrated. You get irritated because at the same time where you're trying to heal and help somebody else go through what they're going through, you're still going through your own issues. And people are judging you. People are looking at you. People are telling lies on you. But guess what? The same thing happened to Jesus. He was beat. He was bruised. He was lied on. You know, and so I have to remember that when I'm trying to deal, because I've already, you know, already facing things that are coming up and situations that are coming up. But I just thank God that my leaders are so awesome. They help me through. I can call them. I can talk to them. And they, if it's, you know, whether it's a harsh word or not, they let me know, you know, with love, you can do this. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Accepting anything less than, there's too much in you, keep going.
Right. So how do you feel about the mental health in society? Do you encourage persons that have had tremendous experiences to seek counseling or psychiatric help? Do you refer that or commend that?
I do personally. It's not, counseling is not for everybody, because this is the issue. If I have a situation and I go to counseling, if I'm not willing to participate, then it's not going to help me. But there's a flip side to that. If somebody comes to me with a drug addiction, I can't help them because I didn't deal with drug addiction. So it's kind of hard for me. I think this way. How can you help me when you read a book about drug addiction? And not to knock anyone who's been in school or any of that.
Right.
It's just when it's more personal, man, I can get down to the root of things telling you, look, man, I tried to kick this, or I had to deal with this situation personally. So I can tell you that, as opposed to me coming from a book standpoint, because honestly, I have not gone through that.
Right. I understand that. But I'm talking about persons that have grew up in childhood, has been raped, that had a traumatized childhood, not drug addiction, but childhood traumas. Do you seek for them to have counseling? I understand some people don't like going to a counselor, or the participation has to take most part of you to do it, wanting to do it. But do you recommend them to seek counseling?
I do. I do recommend counseling, whether it be through a spiritual outlet or just a, you know, counselor. I do. I recommend it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of this book, Broken and Poured Out?
The ultimate desire is for them to be able to deal with whatever situation they may have swept under the rug, they may be in denial about, or they may need help, but they're afraid to seek help. And I'm hoping that through what I've written, that people can stand up and say, you know what, if she did it, I can do it too. Because there is somebody out there with a situation way worse than what I've ever gone through. And we need to remember that. We need to have that loving kindness that the Bible talks about to be able to help each other. So I pray that this maybe can reach somebody that will say, well, you know, let me go get help. Let me go, you know, let me deal with this. Maybe this is why I haven't gone forward in life. Maybe this is what you know, is holding me back.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So you're more welcome to give a shout out to all those persons that have put up with you and that supported you in your journey with this book. And furthermore, go right ahead, Ms. James.
Well, first of all, of course, I always want to give a shout out to God first, because he has kept me in situations that I never thought that I would be able to make it out of. So I thank God for even allowing me to be here where I am today. And secondly, my leaders, my four leaders here, we have a church here in Douglasville, Georgia, and also in Alabama. They have been awesome since I've been underneath their leadership. They have encouraged me. They have pushed me. Even when I wanted to throw myself away, you know, they have been here for me, my church family, and, you know, my children, Dale and Preach, just people that have been around me that have helped me, my publisher, who helped walk me through everything I needed to do for this book, like a godsend. You know, my godchildren, I have 12 godchildren. My mom, you know, my mom that raised me, you know, we have had a rocky relationship, but I love that lady because she did not have to stay. She did not have to, you know, still be in my life, be in my children's life, and she is. And I'm grateful for that. And anybody mm-hmm. I forgot, I love, people know that I love dearly, and I appreciate everybody for helping me get where I am now.
Well, all right, let's give them a hand right now so they can continue to support you on your journey. I want to say, Ms. Janie, thank you for your participation for the show. And hopefully you'll come back on your other new projects. And also I thank JLM Preach for his track music. I love it. And Ms. James, do you have any words of encouragement would you like to give for those suffering in the world today, or any advice or spiritual message at this time?
Yes, ma'am. Just to keep your head up. It's hard. It's very, very, very hard, especially this day and age. Things are so different than what it was when I was growing up. And people are ready to give up so quick. They're ready to just throw in the towel. They're ready to kill themselves. And, you know, I just encourage you to find somebody, a good church home or somebody positive image that you can look up to, that will encourage you, that will give you an encouraging word to hold on. Because I look at life like this. Every day that God wakes us up, he's not done with us. Because we could have been gone a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So every day that we have the opportunity to open our eyes, he's not done with us. And so that means you got work to do. You got somebody else to uplift and encourage. And while you uplifting and encouraging them, you're going to have to put it to yourself to encourage yourself.
Amen to that. And thank you for that message. Thank you. So can you give the information where your book can be purchased at again? Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, there's three ways. They can either go on Amazon and look up Broken and Poured Out, Broken and Symbol Sign Poured Out. It's on Amazon, but they can also order it from me through Cash App or PayPal, which is all on my Facebook social media. And what happens, the only difference is if they order it directly from me, it gets shipped out, but it's signed. It's autographed.
Ooh. Well, thank you for that information. You and JLM Preach, y'all have a blessed afternoon. Thank you both for taking out time to be on my platform and your book, Tania James. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Others.
I greatly appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I will play the track again, My Life, everyone. And I thank everyone myself from Lady Diva for all your support. Send your donations to help me keep my platform up and going and active on my PayPal or Cash App. I appreciate your donations. And everyone have a blessed day. Remember, God loves you. All right, it's sign out time. Thank you, everyone.
You know what I'm saying?
Put their hands on, I didn't understand wrong.
I'm glad they played a part of my life.